Hi, and welcome to my Notes on Strokes. My name is Eric Barr. Today I want to talk about stroke recovery and aging. I am now 4 years post-stroke. The strokes paralyzed my left side and wiped out my ability to speak. I still walk with a cane, and like most people, I have good days and bad ones. Recently, I was talking to my uncle, who will soon be turning 90 years old. "I've been thinking about you a lot lately," he said. "The older I get and the more limitations I discover I have, I think of you because I've grown into my limitations as I've aged, but your stroke created limitations for you and they hit you all at once." I had never thought of having a stroke like that, but I realized he was right. It was as if in some ways I had become an elderly person overnight, or at least become a more frail person. The good news is that many older people live full, rich, productive lives. Some ride horses, write books, make amazing art, play tennis, or continue to work. Other people become old before their time. They stop moving and doing things as soon as the first gray hair appears. So while all of us are going to go through changes as we age or deal with illness, these changes are not necessarily limitations. They may affect how and what we do, but some people adapt to these changes by making adjustments so that they can keep doing the things that they love. This means that we have choices. Even as stroke survivors, we have choices. We can stay in bed with our heads under the covers, or we can find ways to do some of the things we did before our strokes. We may not be able to do them as easily as we did before or as well, but if we follow our passions to do the things that are important to us, we can find ways around the challenge. I can't work for as long as I used to on the computer, but by setting a timer and by limiting my time, I can still write what's important to me. And even though I can't type as fast as I used to with two hands, I'm getting quite fast at hunting and pecking with two fingers. When something is important, I can deal with the changes to my mind and body, and I have the will to engage them. When something isn't important, it doesn't get done and probably wouldn't have gotten done before my stroke. So don't call the changes to your mind and body limitations, because they may not limit you in any way at all, and they may actually enable you to discover new strengths and interests. What may at first seem like limitations might actually make you a better and more complete version of yourself. As philosopher Marcus Aurelius said in his Meditations, "Don't say, it is my bad luck that this has happened to me. No, you should rather say, it is my good luck that although this happened to me, I can bear it without pain, neither crushed by the present nor fearful of the future." Because such a thing could have happened to any person, and not everyone could have borne it without pain. So why see more misfortune in the event than good fortune in your ability to bear it? So in all future events which might induce sadness, remember to call on this principle. This is no misfortune, but to bear it true to yourself is good fortune. Thanks for listening. This has been Eric Barr, and I hope you'll join me next month for more Notes on Strokes. Until then, adapt and hang tough.